If any of your women are guilty of fornication, ask for four reliable witnesses from among yourselves against them. And if they testify and their guilt is proved, confine them to their houses until they die, or Allah opens some other way out for them. And the two, whether married or unmarried, who are guilty of this offense, punish them both. If they repent and mend their ways, leave them alone. Surely Allah is the acceptor of repentance, merciful. Repentance with Allah is only for those who do something evil in ignorance and repent as soon as they realize it. Allah will pardon them. Allah is the knowledgeable, the wise. There is no repentance for those who persist in their evil deeds until death approaches any one of them and he says, "Surely now I repent." Similarly, there is no repentance for those who die while they were still unbelievers. For them, we have prepared a painful punishment. O believers, it is not lawful for you to consider women as a part of your inheritance and retain them against their will in order that you may force them to give up a part of the dowry you have given them unless they are guilty of proven fornication. Treat them with kindness even if you dislike them. It is quite possible that you dislike something in which Allah has placed much good. If you wish to marry another wife in place of the one you already have, do not take back anything of what you have given her, even if it be a heap of gold. Would you take it back through slander and open sin? And how could you take it back when you have enjoyed conjugal happiness and she had taken from you a firm pledge of marriage? Do not marry those women whom your fathers had married, except what had happened prior to this commandment. Surely it was a shocking, disgusting, an evil practice.